You're listening to SBS News.
Another day in Parliament and another day the Prime Minister is forced to defend his embattled aged care minister. Penny Wong, Labor's spokeswoman on foreign affairs, says Australians have lost confidence in Richard Colbeck.
And I wouldn't trust the care of my parents to him. And I suspect a lot of Australians would feel the same way. What we've seen from him and from Scott Morrison is continued refusal to take responsibility. And the facts are, they were warned and they failed to act.
Senator Wong says the government needs to accept blame for its failures in handling the aged care emergency response. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese added pressure in question time.
Why won't the Prime Minister take full responsibility for the consequences of his $1.7 billion cut to aged care, which made older Australians worse off before the pandemic and left residents of aged care homes more vulnerable to the deadly COVID virus?
For days, the Prime Minister has stood firm, arguing that funding for the sector has actually increased by $1 billion every year.
Mr. Speaker, when funding goes up every year, that means there's more funding each year. When there's a cut to funding, Mr. Speaker, it means there's less funding.
But the criticism is also coming from his own side. Liberal MP Russell Broadbent says this was a disaster waiting to happen, but his warnings were ignored.
I was very honest with the Prime Minister then, as I have been with people all the way through. He's known my position on these issues and he's been intimately involved with me on discussions around these.
Amid the fallout from the aged care crisis, the government is also dealing with the economic fallout from the pandemic. It's introduced legislation to extend its JobKeeper wage subsidy. It'll be tapered and broken into two tiers. From September, the rate of JobKeeper will drop from $1,500 a fortnight to $1,200. The second rate will be $750. And from next year, it'll fall even further. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the scheme has been a success.
Right around our great country, there are great stories. Great stories about what JobKeeper is doing to support businesses and families.
And with Labor's support, it will pass the Parliament in this sitting. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.